Land, you're speaking. Duffy ain't here. Oh, hello, Duffy. Hey, guess who's coming down tonight? None the less than Russian royalty. Is he a czar? No, this is a little guy. He's more of a czardine. And for a Russian, he's a very smart guy. Yep. He's so smart, he ain't never been near Russia. What? Well, you know, Duffy, some guys become princes by birth. Others become princes by marriage. Mike just had cards printed. What does he do? What does any prince do? He runs a restaurant. The famous Romanovs in Beverly Hills. With the prices he charges, he had to take to the hills. What he charges for a meal, for 6 months, a guy could eat in our place and still have enough left over for the funeral. By the way, the building inspector is here. Yeah, he's trying to slap us with a violation. Well, you see, while he was looking up inspecting the ceiling, he fell through a hole in the floor. So he's laying down there in the cellar, and suddenly he looks up and sees the violation. It's another hole in the roof. So he says to me, he says, listen, don't water come in through there? So I trick him. I tell him the truth. I say, the water only comes through when it rains. Huh? Just a minute, Duffy. The guy's out just leaving. I'll call you back. Oh, Eddie.
Yes, Sergeant?
Please show the building inspector the door.
Oh, that'll be easy.
What do you mean?
He is laying underneath it.
What do you mean? That the door fell off the hinges again after all the trouble I went to fixing it?
Yep.
I guess they just don't make tape like they used to. Well, get him out from under the door, Eddie, but be polite about it.
You mean... Knock first.
Don't be funny, will you? And while you're over there, you might push the front wall back in place.
Well, that old front wall? Why don't we just leave it tilted against the back wall and get that wigwam effect?
Ain't that a bad idea? It might attract the Indian trade. What was that? Was that the building inspector?
Yep.
What happened?
A piece of the wigwam just whammed him on the wig.
Well, that does it. This place has just simply got to be fixed up now. Hello. Hello, Duffy. Look, this place is in an absolute state of deplorability. Well, why don't we sell it? We'll buy it? Ooh, a businessman, investor, speculator.
No, sucker.
Duffy, what do you take for the joint? $13,000. Duffy, inflation ain't inflated that much. Huh? Well, what do you give me if I sell it? 5%, huh? Okay, it's a deal. Now, let me see. 5% of $13,000. 8 goes into 13 about once. That gives us 5... gives us 5 for a hangover. Now, let me see. 13 is... That's a 1 and a 3. That's 4. Plus 5 is 9. Turn it upside down, it's a 6. Now, let me see.
Oh, look, Miss Archie, nobody'd buy this broken-down dump.
Eddie, what do you mean, broken-down dump?
He's right, Miss Duffy, and we're going to sell it. Look at the joint. Holes in the floor. Holes in the ceiling.
So what? We're the only place in town that can advertise cross-ventilation. Up and down.
Please, leave us face it. The joint ain't fit for man or beast.
Hello, Arch.
Hello, Finnegan.
And how are you?
It's fine, Daddy.
Fine?
How are the wife and the kitty?
What? The wife and the kitty, Finnegan? You know I ain't married.
I know, but it seems such a friendly way to start the conversation.
Stop the nonsense talk, will you, while I'm trying to comb out my membranes to figuring a way to sell this tavern.
Sell the tavern?
Yeah.
But, Arch, you can't do that. The tavern is part of Third Avenue, like the L, or the sidewalks, or the sewer.
That's sweet of you, Finnegan. And if Papa sells the place, what's going to happen to you?
What do you mean?
A thing like that might force you to go to work.
Means be what bees must be.
No, Arch, I ain't going to let you do it. I ain't going to let this place go if I have to buy it myself.
You're going to buy it?
I might. How much you asking?
$13,000.
$13,000, huh? Is that more than a buck and a quarter?
Will you quit bothering me? I got too many things on my mind here to fool around. I got real royalty coming down here tonight.
Royalty?
Yep, and guess who he is?
Queen Victoria?
No, no, no.
King George?
No.
King Kong?
No, but you're getting close.
Romanov. And his violin?
That's Rubinov. Rubinov. This guy's a prince.
Well, to Rubinov ain't a bad guy neither.
Ooh. A prince coming here to the tavern. Hey, Arch, an idea just came into my head.
Well, just leave it there. It'll die of loneliness.
No kidding, Arch. Arch, this is a great idea. Why don't you sell the tavern to the prince?
Don't be silly. Hey, Eddie, I just had a great idea.
What?
I was thinking maybe I'll sell the tavern to the prince.
Say, that's a great idea. That's a great idea. Miss Duffy.
What, Eddie?
Mr. Arch is going to sell the tavern to the prince.
That's a swell idea.
Finnegan,
did you hear that? What? Archie's
going to sell the tavern to the prince. What do you think of the idea?
Stinks.
That's just because he didn't think for himself. Now, let me alone a minute while I figure what's in this deal for me. Now, it's $13,000. Maybe I ought to change that into rubles or kopecks. Pieces of eight. Pieces of eight. So eight goes into 13. Goes in twice if you squeeze it. Six, five, nine. Let me see. We carry the 12. No, that's too heavy. Better carry the 7. Now I get 5%. Five, you push over to the decimal point. It won't push. Guess I'll have to fracture the dominator. Fracture the dominator and divvy up the quotient. It gives me 7, zypher, 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 O, O, zypher. Double zero. Zypher. Eddie, wake up, Finnegan. Stop that snoring. Now let's see. North, double zero. Zypher. Nope, it can't be done.
Well, what can't be done?
There ain't no way to figure 5% of 13,000. I'll have to jack the price up to 13,489.
Down, rabble. That means cake.
Finnegan, wake up. What are you dreaming about?
Oh, sorry, Art. I was dreaming I was a prince.
Romanov?
No, those enough. I was dreaming I was Prince Charming.
You, Prince Charming? Just a laugh.
No. It was very romantic, Arch. I was dancing with a beautiful dame named Cinderella. Then suddenly, every night at 12 o'clock, she turned into a pumpkin.
But this Cinderella was really gorgeous, huh?
Yep. Boy, it must be wonderful to be a prince.
Yes, sir, I guess so.
Yes, sir. Imagine, every night, pumpkin.
Well, you got the head for it, Finnegan.
Dear Arch, how did a guy get to be a prince?
Well, to be a prince, your mother has to be a queen and your father has to be a king.
Gotta have both, huh?
That's right. It's all politics, which reminds me, we gotta roil up the place here. Eddie,
Yes, sir?
Eddie, what can we do to make the prince feel that he's back in the palace?
That we can do.
Why can't we?
Because with all the king's horses and all the king's men, this place will still smell like all the king's horses.
We gotta do something to make the guy feel at home, huh? Now, let's see, that beer barrel over there, that could be the throne. The bunk starter could be the scepter.
Well, what's the scepter?
Scepter, it's a king's shillelagh, you know? Now, let's see, in a free lunch, that pig's head there, that could be the head of the Politburo. Then when the prince comes in, I want everybody to curtsy and bow down. And, hey, what's that laying on the floor over there?
That's Mr. Moriarty.
Oh, well, turn him face down. He can be pledging allegiance. Let's see, what else? Wish we had a red carpet to unspread.
Sorry, no red carpet.
Wait a minute. Miss Duffy, how about unrolling the roller towel?
I thought you wanted red.
Yeah, that's right. The roller towel's black. Hey, why don't we use that red tablecloth?
That's black, too.
Too bad we ain't got a strip of red sawdust. Hey, Eddie, is this a crazy idea? How about putting some ketchup in the sawdust?
Oh, well, not so crazy. What do you think our hamburgers is?
Well, never mind anyhow. It's too late. Here comes the guy now.
Oh, little fella, ain't he?
Yeah, he's little, Eddie, but he's every half inch a prince. Well, Prince, welcome to Duffy's Tavern. Prince, I am prostrate to once again visage the face of your royal exalted highness.
Please, Archie, don't call me your royal exalted highness.
Why not?
After all, this is a democracy.
Well, so?
Just call me your royal highness.
Sorry, Mike. By the way, your royal highness, there's one question I'd like to ask you.
What's that?
Well, how come you got a Russian name and an English accent?
Well, I lived in Russia, but I went to school in England.
You went there? Must have had a tough time getting home to lunch, didn't you? Mike, don't you get it? That's an American joke.
American joke, eh?
Yeah.
It should have been deported.
Well, so much for jokes. Prince, how would you like to buy the tavern?
Me, a Ravana, purchased the Siberian Ceros.
What's wrong with the place?
Well, for one thing, it simply reeks.
What are you talking? The place ain't reeked in a week.
Look, old boy, my title has often been questioned, but my sense of smell, never.
I can understand that, Your Highness. After all, you had the nose longer than the title. So you don't want to buy the place, huh?
Absolutely not.
A troublemaker. I got an idea. Hey, Eddie.
Yes, sir?
Eddie, pour the prince a shot of our bar rye. Maybe it'll soften him up.
Soften him up? It'll dissolve him.
Well, try it anyhow. Well, Prince, make yourself to home. Sit down and take the load off of them Adler elevator shoes.
You sit down? You forget, Archie, that I'm a prince.
What of it?
I can never sit in my own royal presence.
You mean to tell me that you always stand up?
Except when I'm incognito.
Then what do you do?
I permit myself to tilt a little.
One thing about the tavern, we aim to please. You want to tilt, you tilt. Eddie, show his highness to the pinball machine. Incidentally, that pinball machine makes a fortune for us, your highness.
It does.
Yep, not that I'm trying to sell you anything, but I must say that this whole place here is a gold mine.
It does look a bit like a hole in the ground.
Okay, you call it ham, we'll call it ham. How would you like to buy a hole in the ground?
But I have a reputation to uphold. What kind of food do you serve?
Food? That's one thing we're particular about, our food. The minute it changes color, out. Yes, sir, we got nothing but the best.
I see. And what kind of music do you have?
Only an 18-piece jukebox.
No, I mean entertainment for the supper trade. You have a sophisticated singer?
Why?
So the food can float on the wings of song from the mouth to the stomach.
It's got to be free. It's just that mouth to the stomach, not a round trip.
Please, introduce me.
Introduce you, okay. Prince Romanov? Miss Duffy. Gremlin? Gremlin.
I'm happy to know you, Kuplitsky.
Likewise, I'm Shursky. You know something funny, Prince?
What?
For a highness, you're built awfully low.
Miss Duffy. Please, your court manners. Remember, you are in the presence of royalty, no matter how sawed off.
Mars, you were talking about entertainment. Did you say you had a sophisticated singer?
Well, please, back to the cash register.
Just a second, Archie. She has an interesting voice.
You think so, huh? Eddie, I think you was right. That bar, I must have dissolved him.
Tell me, Miss Duffy, do you know any French songs?
Oh, but oui, oui.
Very well. I would like to hear you.
A French song? Perish forbid, this could bring back the guillotine. But the sale is a sale. Go ahead.
Hold me fast, three magic spells you cast. This is lovey and roll ho.
This is what drives men to the Foreign Legion to forget. Bolivian Rose. What do you think of Miss Duffy singing?
I made better sounds when the Tsar beat me with a whip.
Yeah, huh?
No, Archie. If I buy the tavern, I think I'll use the jukebox. It sounds better.
Sounds better, huh? Built better, too. Well, Prince, it looks like our deal is consumed. 13 grand and she's yours.
The tavern or Miss Duffy?
Tavern. Miss Duffy, we're throwing with the pig's feet. Well, what do you say?
Archie, before I buy this place, I have to sample your cooking.
You want to sample our cooking, huh?
Well, that makes one less Russian to worry about.
Hey, please.
What about it, Archie? May I meet your chef?
Our chef? Oh, Chef. Yeah. Excuse me a minute. Hey, Miss Duffy.
Yeah?
Duffy, come here. We got to dig up a chef. Look, that broken down Russian, that piano teacher of yours, that Yasha Panyaslavi, can he cook?
Why?
If he can cook, you've got a job as a singer.
Such blintzes you've never tasted.
Mm-hmm. With your singing and Tanya Slavnik's cooking, this'll be one way to find out.
Find out what?
Whether or not the Russians have the A-bomb. Well, go get Tanya Slavnik quick. Now, we're going to need him if I'm going to collect that 5% for selling the tavern. Prince, I'd like you to meet our chef. He'll be here any minute. Now, what's your favorite food?
Blintzes.
Prince, please, don't leave yet.
I'm sorry, Algy.
Please, the Russian chef will be here any minute. Well, speak of the devil. There he is now. Prince Romanov, this is our grande chef, Yasha Panyaslavny.
Da. Da.
Well, at least nobody has said no yet. These guys must come from unoccupied Russia. By the way, Yasha, tell the prince here, what's your specialty in cooking?
My specialty? In St. Petersburg, I am famous for my lemon chiffon pie.
Lemon chiffon pie. How you make him, Yasha?
I am using 3 lemons to 1 yard chiffon.
Well, Prince, tell me, does that convince you?
No, Archie. The real test of the chef is the salad.
Ooh, my salad. Such salad you are never tasting.
Oh, really? How you mean, Yasha?
Never mind the recipe. Have you mixed the salad, and Prince Romano will eat it.
Good night, sweet prince.
Okay, it's a deal. Now, first to my salad, I make the Russian dressing.
The Russian dressing.
Salad bowl, please.
Salad
bowl. Mustard.
Mustard.
Mayonnaise. My gloves, please.
Here you are, your gloves.
Thank you. I drop the gloves in the bowl. And next, vinegar.
Vinegar.
Lettuce.
Tomatoes.
Scalpel.
Yasha.
I mean scallop.
Yeah.
Tamales.
Tequila.
Tabasco. So now I stir. So now I taste. Deep in salt. Olive oil.
Artichoke.
Cucumber. Tutti frutti ice cream.
Tutti frutti ice cream.
This is ridiculous. Tutti frutti ice cream in a salad?
Okay. So we change it to vanilla. Next, garlic.
Garlic.
Ketchup. 2 eggs, sunny side up.
Wait a minute. You put fried eggs in the salad?
No. The eggs I'm eating myself. The salad is making me hungry. Next, onion.
Onion.
Whipped cream. So we are holding all the ingredients together. 1 tablespoon glue. Gentlemen, the Panyaslavnik salad.
Well, go ahead, Mike. Try it.
Archie, you are forgetting protocol. Royalty never eats first.
No, huh?
After you, Oba.
Really? I ain't a bit hungry.
I'm sorry, Archie. In that case, the whole deal is off.
The deal is off, but Prince, I ain't done. Okay, give me the fork.
Hello? Who is this? Mr. Duffy? This is Prince Michael Romanov. What? By your tavern? I'm sorry, old boy. I might have, but Archer tried to palm off a fake chef on me. And if there's anything I can't stand, it's a phony.